Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what to do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun.
Hello friends, my name is Anne Marie, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Garrett.
And you're watching Studio Classroom. We're starting off our article today with a talk about it question. Here it is. What characteristics does a person need to become a great scientist?
Ooh, that is a good question. First of all, they need to be good at science. I feel like you need to be really smart to be a great scientist.
That's the answer I was going to give. You need to be smart to be a scientist. Science involves understanding a lot of complex formulas and math equations. I know I would not make a good scientist.
Sure, you need to be able to focus on one thing for long periods of time and to have very complex ways of thinking. There's a certain creativity involved.
That's right. Now, we're going to be looking at one specific scientist today, friends, a physicist to be exact.
Yes, our article today is Surely You're Joking, Mr. Feynman. We're talking about the great physicist Feynman. Friends, let's learn all about him together. Let's get into our first reading.
Surely you're joking, Mr. Feynman. A great scientist's life story, in his own words. Curiosity and courage enabled physicist Richard Feynman to accomplish amazing things. One of his many discoveries related to quantum mechanics won him the Nobel Prize. He also worked on the team that developed the atomic bomb. Feynman also enjoyed telling stories, and many of his best stories were collected in a book titled Surely You're Joking, Mr. Feynman.
Hi there, welcome to Language Lab, I'm Jack. 先来看形容词 atomic, 意思呢是原子的、原子能的。譬如 the discovery of atomic energy changed the course of history. 原子能的发现改变了历史的进程。Atomic 的名词是 atom, 重音在第一音节，意思呢就是原子。譬如 every object in the universe is made up of tiny atoms.宇宙中的每个物体都是由微小的原子构成。复合名词 atomic bomb 就是指原子弹。譬如 the atomic bomb dropped on Hiroshima changed the world forever. 投在广岛的原子弹永远改变了这个世界。
Thank you so much, Jack. I'm curious to learn about this physicist, friends. We read here a great scientist's life story in his own words.
Right, and that's a great phrase, in his own words. So we're talking about a book, but it's written from the author himself. He's talking about his own life.
That's right. It's written from his perspective.We keep reading here. Curiosity and courage enabled physicist Richard Feynman to accomplish amazing things. There's some great terms we can take a look at from this sentence, friends. The first one is that word curiosity.
Curiosity. If you have curiosity, you are curious. You have the desire to learn or know more about something.
Let's use that word curiosity in a sentence.Tom's curiosity about space led him to read every book he could find on astronomy.
Yes, so curiosity is a great word. And we also learn that we're talking about a physicist. This is a scientist who studies how physical things and energy behave. Physicists learn all about how the world works.
Yes, let's use physicist in a sentence. Marie dreamed of becoming a physicist after watching a documentary about black holes.
Ooh, yes, that would be a great inspiration. So we're talking about Richard Feynman. He accomplished great things. One of his many discoveries related to quantum mechanics, and that won him the Nobel Prize.
All right, so we read on here, he also worked on the team that developed the atomic bomb. Now, a bomb, friends, is a weapon that explodes and causes damage.
For example, the old factory was destroyed when a bomb went off during the war. The atomic bombs, there were two of them that were used in war, were released in 1945. They were kind of the most destructive weapons ever used in war. Thankfully, they haven't been used since.
That's right. But he was one of the physicists that was working on one of those teams that developed these atomic bombs. Now, Feynman also enjoyed telling stories, and many of his best stories were collected in a book titled Surely You're Joking, Mr. Feynman.
Surely You're Joking, Mr. Feynman. I like that title. It's a lot of fun. And there were multiple stories in it. They were collected into this book. That means gathered together into one place. In this case, into one book.
That's right. The artist's best paintings were collected in a special exhibit. Now, in this example, the idea is that this artist's paintings might have been in many different locations, or even just around this artist's house, or different museums. But they were all brought to the same place for a special exhibit. Now, collected is the verb here, friends, but you might also be familiar with a word that's a noun, and that's collection. Now, we read here that these stories were collected. They became a collection of his stories.
Exactly. Some books are one novel, one big story, while others are a collection of smaller stories. Through these smaller stories, we get to know a bit more about this storyteller and physicist, Richard Feynman. There's more to learn about him. Let's go to our next reading.
Surely you're joking, Mr. Feynman. Feynman told the stories in the book to a friend who wrote them down, giving the book a fun and lively tone. Although the details of quantum mechanics are beyond most people's knowledge, Feynman's stories are accessible and funny. In the midst of his anecdotes, Feynman also conveys some life lessons that led him to success. Feynman's life was marked by curiosity. It motivated his research into physics, but extended beyond this one field. He also learned music and drawing, and even developed some skill in picking locks.
Understanding physics helps explain why planes can fly and why rainbows form. 了解物理学能帮助我们说明飞机为什么能飞，以及彩虹为什么会形成。Physicist 则是指物理学家，譬如 Albert Einstein was a physicist whose ideas changed how we see the universe. 爱因斯坦是一位物理学家，他的想法改变了我们看待宇宙的方式。形容词是 physical， 是指身体的或物理的，譬如The job requires a lot of physical strength, especially for lifting heavy boxes. 这份工作需要很多的体力，特别是在搬重箱子的时候。
Thank you, Jack. Let's get right into the next part of our lesson, friends. Feynman told the stories in the book to a friend who wrote them down, giving the book a fun and lively tone. I like this, Garrett. It's the idea that two friends are talking, one is telling stories to the other, and that sets the tone for the book.
Absolutely, and it is interesting that it doesn't sound like Richard Feynman actually wrote this book himself, his friend did.
That's what it sounds like for sure. So we read on, although the details of quantum mechanics are beyond most people's knowledge, Feynman's stories are accessible and funny.
Accessible. That could mean a couple of different things. In one case, it could mean that these stories are accessible. You could find this book on the shelf of a library. But I don't think that's what we're talking about here. Accessible has another meaning.
That's right. It means that something is easy to understand or reach. For example, the teacher explained the topic in a way that was accessible to everyone.
Right. Often things that a physicist, especially a really great one, says might not be all that accessible. They're very complicated, but that's not true of these stories. In the midst of his anecdotes, Feynman also conveys some life lessons that led to his success.
We have a few things we want to take a look at in this sentence, friends. The first is that phrase, in the midst of something. This just means in the middle of something.
For example, we were in the midst of dinner when the power suddenly went out.
So we see in our example here, in the midst of his anecdotes, Feynman also conveys some life lessons. To understand the sentence, we need to talk about that tone, anecdotes.
Okay, anecdotes is a good word, especially if you're preparing something like a speech or some other story. An anecdote is a short, interesting story, usually about real events or people.
Let's use that word anecdotes in a sentence. Mr. Lee told funny anecdotes from his time as a young teacher. Now we look on in the rest of the sentence here and we see that word conveys. Conveys means to communicate or express an idea or a feeling.
Let's use that in another sentence. The painting conveys a strong sense of hope and peace. So in the midst of all these great stories or anecdotes, Feynman also shares some life lessons.
And we learn more about him here as well. Feynman's life was marked by curiosity. It motivated his research into physics, but extended beyond this one field.
You know, we've learned this about quite a few famous people. Beyond just the thing they're famous for, they're often interested in other things. He also learned music and drawing, and even developed some skill in picking locks.
This is so surprising to me. He developed skill in picking locks. The idea of picking locks is when you open locks without using the proper key. Oftentimes there's some type of small tool or maybe a hairpin that is used, and it's inserted into that lock, and then it's twisted in a certain way to get the lock to open.
Often in a spy movie, you'll see someone picking a lock. That could be a spy or even a thief trying to get into a house or a room.
This is an odd skill for a scientist to be interested in, I think.
Yeah, I think so. When we think of picking locks, we might think of someone just doing something illegal because they're trying to steal something. But I think the idea of learning about this is pretty interesting, actually.
That is kind of interesting, isn't it? Well, friends, we have more to learn in just a moment. Right now, we're going to go to today's deep dive.
Deep dive!
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? In your own words. During a history quiz, Bob copied a textbook sentence word for word. The teacher said, "Try answering in your own words." Bob stared at the paper, then he wrote, "Stuff happened. It was important." Not wrong, not helpful. Let's break down in your own words. This phrase means to explain something using your personal understanding or phrasing, not copying exactly what you heard or read. Can you describe the process in your own words? This shows that you actually understand the idea and you're not just repeating it like a parrot with a Wi-Fi connection. It's super common in school, conversations, and even the news. Here are a few other phrases with a similar meaning. Put it another way means to say the same thing, just differently. Put another way, we're out of money and snacks. Summarize means to give a short version using your own explanation. Please summarize the article in your own words. paraphrase means to restate something in a new way while keeping the original meaning. Paraphrase the quote so it fits your essay. So whether you're giving a summary or explaining how World War I started, remember, your words matter. Just maybe make them a bit more detailed than Bob's. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat. Until next time.
Surely you're joking, Mr. Feynman. Many people make decisions based on what they think others will think of them. But Feynman encouraged people to not care about others' opinions. He thought people should live their lives the way they wanted to, without worrying about what other people thought.
Based on 意思是基于或是以什么为基础。 例如, the novel is based on historical events but includes some fiction. 这部小说是根据历史事件但包含了部分虚构情节。 Base也可以当名词, 意思是基础或是底座。 来看个例句, the lamp has a heavy ceramic base to keep it from tipping over. 那盏灯有一个沉重的陶瓷底座以防它翻倒。 Be based in是指以什么为基地。 譬如, the company is based in Taipei but has satellite offices worldwide. 这家公司总部设在台北,但在全球各地都有分公司。 That's all for today's Language Lab. See you in our next session.
Let's learn more about the life of Richard Feynman, friends. Many people make decisions based on what they think others will think of them. Let's stop there for just a moment and talk about this. First, before we go into it, let's talk about the idea of making decisions.
Yeah, we often see that verb make right before decisions. When you make a decision, you choose something. You have different options or actions you can take, and you choose one of them.
Let's use that in a sentence. Alice finds it hard to make decisions when she's under pressure. So, according to our article, many people make decisions based on what they think others will think of them. I definitely agree with this. I think most people think about their family or friends or boss or coworkers when they're making a decision.
Yeah, sometimes it's hard to just do what you think is right and not think about anyone else.
Is this a good thing, though? I don't think it is necessarily good, it's not necessarily bad. I think it depends on whose opinion you're taking.
Sure, okay, so many people do this, but Feynman encouraged people to not care about others' opinions. Let's talk about opinions.
Okay, opinions are what someone thinks or believes about something. Everyone has a different opinion.
Right. For example, everyone in the class has different opinions about how to use social media.
So, according to Feynman, we shouldn't necessarily take other people's opinions into account when we make decisions. We don't need to care about what others will think of us.
I think that is an interesting way to think about it. Often, that is helpful advice. Well, he thought people should live their lives the way they wanted to, without worrying about what other people thought.
All right, let's talk about this word worrying together, friends. Worrying means to feel anxious or uneasy about something bad that might happen. Now, the key thing is with worry, we often don't know what will happen. We just think a lot about the potential of something bad happening.
Friends, have you ever stayed up all night? You can't sleep because you're worrying about something. Maybe you have something you need to do the next day, but you're not sure what will happen. You keep thinking about all the bad possibilities. That is worrying.
Have you ever worried about what people will think of you if you make a certain decision? That's what we're talking about here. Feynman thought that people should just live their lives the way they wanted to and not worry about what other people thought. It's a nice idea, Garrett, but that's not really how reality works.
It's not really possible. Maybe we can move a bit more toward that, and maybe reading some of Feynman's stories could help us with that. But either way, we do live in society with other people. We do need to think some about what others think.
Especially people who care about us and people that we care about ourselves. I think it's good to worry about what those people will think of our decisions, especially if our decisions will affect them. But for someone like this physicist, maybe he is in a position where he doesn't need to worry about what other people think of him.
That's a good point. Sometimes, once you're so successful in your career, what others think won't affect you all that much. You won't get fired, and you'll still have lots of opportunities.
Yeah, that's a good point. Well, friends, we are not done talking about this man or his book, and right now it's time for us to go to today's usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看 without 这个介系词。后面常接名词或动名词，接名词表示没有某件事情就什么什么。例如 ，We cannot survive without water， 没有水我们就无法生存。Without 后面接动名词，则表示没有做某件事情就怎么样。例如 ，She left without saying goodbye， 她没说再见就离开了。Without 也可以放在句首。形成 without 加动名词，逗点主词加动词的句型。例如 ，without telling people her plan, she quietly started her own business. 她没有告诉任何人她的计划，就悄悄地开始了自己的事业。
Friends, as we end the first day of our article about Richard Feynman, I want to take a moment to review some of the things that we have learned about him today.
All right, let's talk about it. Richard Feynman was a famous physicist. Remember that word. A physicist is one kind of scientist. They study how the physical world works, or they learn about energy. There are actually many different kinds of physicists.
Now, we also learned that as he was a famous and very successful physicist, he had some amazing accomplishments. We learned about some of those accomplishments in our article today. We found out that one of his many discoveries was related to quantum mechanics, and he actually won a Nobel Prize for this.
That is true. He was also part of the team that developed the atomic bomb. We could also call that a nuclear bomb. If you want to know more about that story, go watch that great movie Oppenheimer.
Now, we also learned that he has written a book, or rather, he and his friend have written a book, and it's called Surely You're Joking, Mr. Feynman.
Okay, this is not just one story, it's a series of different stories that Feynman told. We hear that in the midst of these different anecdotes or stories,There were also some good life lessons.
That's right. And we found out that many of these different stories were collected into this book to become a collection of Mr. Feynman's stories.
All right. If you're looking for some inspiration or maybe even some laughs, surely you're joking, Mr. Feynman.Might be just the book for you.
And we're not done talking about this book just yet, friends, so make sure that you come back and join us for our lesson tomorrow. But that's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again next time, right here on
Studio Classroom. Bye!
I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.